The Embassy series is opening their 25th season with a concert that is taking place at the Embassy of South Africa on Massachusetts Avenue in Washington. And this is to mark the 100th anniversary of the birth of Nelson Mandela. And they have taken in the services of a South African cellist who now lives in Baltimore, Jacques-Pierre Malan. It's lovely to welcome you, Jacques-Pierre. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
This crossover of music and diplomacy is a really interesting concept. How do you see that playing out in the Embassy series?
Well, the thing about music is it's universal. You can almost see it as a language that everybody understands. You know, it's very emotional, and everybody understands emotions. It speaks directly to the heart, not just to the mind. And the funny thing is about this specific concert, talking about diplomacy, we have, of course, the South African artists are there, which is myself. There's a South African pianist who lives in Berlin. And then I decided to get a string quartet together, and each member of the quartet is practically from a different country. So it's definitely very international, very diplomatic, I would say, in some ways.
So what sort of repertoire will you be doing?
It's a big program, you know, for a big person. You know, Mandela was a great person in today's world, and he's sort of an icon for freedom. And South Africa definitely is a focus point for that kind of topic, you know. So we definitely do have South African repertoire in the middle of the program. We start off with Benedictus by Carl Jenkins. Beautiful piece to start off with. It's very soft, very still, you know, and we start off like that. And then we go straight into an adagio piece by Albinoni, because there is sadness to the whole reaching freedom aspect of this event about Mandela. And so that portrays that kind of emotion. And then we go straight into the Swan from Saint-Saëns. And that will be followed by a piece by Schubert, a beautiful little sonata for the arpeggione, which is an instrument of that time that survived only for 10 years. Followed by that, we go straight into the South African program, two songs. One is transcribed by Peter Klatso, who's a leading composer. He lives in Cape Town. And then the next song is called Tula Baba, which is a beautiful lullaby. It is very short, but very special. It's kind of like the heart of the program. And then I'm going to play a piece by Shostakovich for two cellos and piano. Then we go straight into a very exciting part of the program. We're now in a place where we're all kind of enlightened. We're kind of free. And that's when we get to the Dvorak cello concerto, transcribed for string quartet and solo cello. I have to really mention the person who transcribed this. His name is Sam Hong from Peabody Conservatory, a very good friend of mine. And he did this in an effort to start an agency for musicians of Peabody Conservatory, Curtis Institute, and also Julie Hart, to bring out interesting programs such as this, taking the old and combining it with new ideas.
This is the opening concert of the 25th season, marking the 100th anniversary of the birth of Nelson Mandela. This will be at 5:45 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 26th, at the Embassy of South Africa on Massachusetts Avenue. More information is at embassyseries.org. And it's been my pleasure to speak with the South African cellist Jacques-Pierre Malan. Thank you so much and have a great concert.
Thank you so much.